Hey friends, welcome back to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Today we are going to talk about the second part of our spring pantry series. And this is where I'm actually going to share with you what I plan to have or currently already have in my spring pantry. This is an amazing way to save time, to ensure that you are actually cooking from home more. I share more about that and how I make that work in the previous episode from last Tuesday. If you want to know a little bit more about that and you missed that episode, please go check it out. But for now, let's go ahead and talk about what I am keeping in my pantry for the spring and summer of 2024. Let's go ahead and get started. Hi friend, do you dream of having a garden but you don't know where to start? Do you want to switch to more natural products but feel overwhelmed by all the options? Do you believe that a holistic lifestyle would help your special needs kiddo but you're daunted by all the information out there? Welcome to the Special Kind of Motherhood podcast, where you will learn how to work towards your dream for homesteading, gardening, and holistic living in small, simple steps that won't overwhelm you. Hi, I'm Ashley. I'm a wife, Jesus follower, and mom to some amazing kids. As some of my kids began experiencing health struggles and developmental delays, I decided it was time to switch to a holistic lifestyle. I quickly became stressed out and burnt out, feeling like I needed to change everything at once. I finally realized that I had to start making one small change at a time, then build from there. I learned to walk this holistic journey in a way that works for me and my family, without stress or overwhelm or constantly feeling like I wasn't doing enough. If you're ready to hear from another mama who understands what it's like to have no time and who can help you make changes towards better health for your family in a way that works for your specific life, then this is the podcast for you. Pop in your earbuds, reheat your coffee for the third time, and let's do this. Have you been like me in the past where you really want to try to cook from home more, but you have struggled with trying to figure out what to cook or feeling like it is taking so much of your time or you really can't stick with meal planning even though you really want to? I've had all of those scenarios happen, and what I have found to work really well for me is just keeping a well-stocked pantry and rotating that throughout the different seasons. Usually, like I shared in the previous episode, I will rotate in the spring and then rotate in the fall, and that has worked. What has worked amazing for me. But maybe you're like me and you're trying to get started. You feel like this might be a good alternative for you, is just to keep a well-stocked pantry and then have like 10 to 12 meals that you can rotate out throughout the upcoming spring and summer seasons, but you're not really sure where to get started. And I would say, first and foremost, go ahead and make sure that you're looking at the foods your family really likes to eat and building a list off of that. And then you can always add in new things or different recipes you want to try as you feel like you're able to, just based off of your time and your capacity to try out new recipes. But it might just be really helpful for you to hear from someone else what it is that they keep in their pantry. I also want you to keep in mind that I have been at this for many, many years. We have a lot of different food allergies, which I also go over in last week's episode to give you a little bit more of an understanding of why we keep these things. But just to kind of share with you, give you an inside picture into what our pantry looks like, and maybe it will give you some ideas of where to get started for yourself. So with all that said, let's go ahead and get started. I'm just going to dive right in. It is a pretty long list, so I'm going to try to keep it pretty straightforward because I have a tendency to get long-winded and I like to talk. So I don't want to make this a 30-minute long episode. I know you guys are all busy mamas, so let's go ahead and get started. Okay, the first thing I keep, which I keep this year-round, is raw honey. Now, you can do local if you are struggling with seasonal allergies. It's amazing for seasonal allergies because it's going to have the natural pollen in it that is from your area. But if you're using it for cooking, baking, things like that, like we make protein bars and we use raw honey, I would not get local. It's significantly more expensive. I reserve the local honey for things like seasonal allergies. Otherwise, we just try to get raw and organic, if possible, honey that we use in our bar recipes and things. We also will use it sometimes as sweetener, especially in teas and different things like that. Another thing that we keep is maple syrup. Maple syrup works really well as well for a sweetener. You could also use it for pancakes, anything like that. I like having it on hand. Cane sugar is our sweetener of choice for my kids. If I'm baking my husband something, if I'm baking something to give to family members, or we're having a birthday party at our house here for a family member and I want to make them a cake, then I typically will use an organic cane sugar. I prefer that over the heavily processed white sugar. Monk fruit I keep on hand, as well as brown sugar Truvia. I'm not really sure. It's probably called something else, but it's the Truvia that looks like brown sugar. I use those for myself because I try to avoid sugar most of the time. So I really like the monk fruit sweetener just for baking and for everyday things. Like if I'm going to make a hot cocoa drink, I will use the monk fruit. I love adding the Truvia for like that brown sugar flavor. Another thing that we keep are the True Lime and True Lemon drink mix packets. We get them at Walmart. I really like them because they are sweetened with stevia. There is 1 gram, I believe, of cane sugar per packet, but it's very minimal. And also, it does not have food dyes. So it's something my kids love, the watermelon one. Really, they love all the flavors, but I really like the strawberry. I think it's strawberry lemonade. They have a bunch of different flavors. We really like them. I will dilute them way down for my kids and they drink it as a juice as opposed to like a fruit juice or something like that. And I will use it for myself to increase my water intake. I also will keep organic lemon and lime juice. It's the kind that's in the glass jar. You can get it at health food store, Walmart, anywhere like that. I keep that on hand and I will use it for things like canning, lemonade, making dressings and different types of like summery salad type recipes. I really like to have that lemon and lime juice on hand for those light, fresh recipes. I also will keep white vinegar on hand. We use this as well for canning, and I will use it in my laundry. I use it as like a basically a fabric softener as opposed to using more of a conventional heavily scented fabric softener. I keep apple cider vinegar on hand. I prefer the apple cider vinegar with the mother in it just because it's going to have those good probiotics in it, which are just going to be beneficial for your gut health as well. And I will use it for things like making some kind of salad dressing or, again, similar to the lemon and lime juice, some kind of light, more like spring vegetable type of recipe. I tend to use apple cider vinegar a lot for that. I also have a gluten-free bread recipe that requires apple cider vinegar, and I will make that for my kids. And so I like to keep it on hand. Usually we keep a gallon of it, but it lasts me a long time because I don't have to use a lot at one time. So that works well for us. Another thing that I will keep on hand is coconut oil. Again, some of us avoid dairy, so having coconut oil is a good alternative for butter. We keep both the refined, which is not going to give you that strong coconut oil flavor, and we also keep the unrefined. And both, we try to do both organic. I will use the unrefined for recipes where I don't mind having the coconut flavor. And then the refined I try to use for things like if I'm going to bake or I'm wanting to substitute some kind of oil and use coconut oil instead and I don't want the coconut flavor, I will tend to lean more towards the refined. We also keep olive oil on hand. And most of this, I will say just up front to let you know, I try to buy organic when I can, but not all of it is organic, but I focus on what I can and what I can afford. I do try to focus heavily on like oils and stuff and meats if possible to be organic. So olive oil, I get the extra virgin olive oil. I just get a big container of it from Costco. The same with avocado oil. We use both of them for various things. I will use the avocado oil as a replacement in baking, like if it calls for vegetable or canola oil, I will use avocado oil because it has a very light taste. You're not going to notice it in the recipe. I find it to be a good substitute. And also, we're avoiding those very inflammatory seed oils by doing that. I also use the avocado oil for things like dressings, also making our own homemade mayo, and then like I mentioned, for baking. I also like to keep on hand like the avocado oil cooking spray. If I do need some kind of spray or something, I just like having that on hand. And I like to keep the avocado oil mayonnaise. I can't remember the brand we get. Maybe Chosen Foods. I like that. Sometimes I don't want to make homemade mayonnaise and I want something quick. We do a lot of like different kinds of salads and stuff, like an egg salad or a tuna salad or something like that is going to require mayonnaise. I make our own coleslaw dressing, which also requires mayonnaise. I like having I get it from Costco as well, the big container of it on sale for very, very affordable. And I like just having that on hand ready to go. We also do organic ketchup, which I get from Aldi for very, very cheap, in my opinion. It's definitely worth it. My daughter loves it. I have to keep 3 or 4 bottles on hand all the time because she loves it. I also keep Dijon mustard for the same reasons. We're using it for dressings and marinades and things like that. I keep gluten-free flour, like a blend. I just get it from Walmart. I've used a bunch of different kinds. I really do like I believe it's Bob's Red Mill, I think is the one that we really like. But we'll use it for making sandwich breads. If my kids want gluten-free brownies or something like that, we'll use it as well for that. And for myself, I like to keep coconut flour and almond flour on hand, as well as ground flaxseed meal. I can use those three to make up a blend that is going to be gluten-free, but also grain-free for me if I want to make some kind of sweet treat for myself or something like that. I don't do that a lot. One, I don't have the time. And two, I don't enjoy them that much. There are certain things, like there's some brownies that I really do like. But for the most part, I don't really enjoy it that much. It's not worth my time. I would prefer to just eat like some sugar-free peanut butter cups, like Lily's dark chocolate or some like the Lily's peanut butter cups, or just eat 85% dark chocolate if I want something sweet. So for me, I do keep these on hand, but I don't go through them very quickly. So I tend to keep especially the almond flour in the freezer just so that it will last longer without going rancid. And I also keep cocoa powder on hand and cacao. I like the cacao personally whenever I'm going to make like a hot cocoa at night, which I love to do for bedtime. And I will add canned coconut milk, like, I don't know, a quarter cup for that good fat content to help myself sleep better. I also will add it to our kids' drinks around bedtime as well. But the cocoa powder we use, I make chocolate syrup for my kids. I have kids who really like chocolate milk, and I need to hide some of their supplements in some kind of drink. And the only way I can do it for them is to give them chocolate milk. So I have just started making our own chocolate milk, or sorry, not chocolate milk, but chocolate syrup, because I can control, there's no preservatives in it. It's just our organic cane sugar and then the good quality cocoa powder and some water. I believe that's all that's in it. A little bit of vanilla. And it's very simple. I can make enough to last us several weeks at a time. And then I get to control the quality of ingredients in there as well. And I also keep peanut butter on hand. We keep a good amount of peanut butter on hand because I have kids who like to eat spoonfuls of peanut butter, but also we use them for our protein bars. So my kids, we have some protein bars that we make every week that our kids absolutely love. It is one of the foods that most of my kids will eat, and I do have kids who struggle to eat certain foods and are very specific in what they will eat. So it works well because I'm able to shove a lot of nutrition into these bars and a lot of calories, and I know that it's going to give them a good variety of nutrients. So peanut butter is a must-have for us. Well, kind of like I mentioned earlier, we also keep canned coconut milk on hand. I use it for myself in like a protein shake if I want a hot cocoa at night. I also will get, like I had mentioned, we'll use it for bedtime for the kids and myself to help us sleep, because getting that good amount of fat before bedtime is really going to help you to be able to relax and to be able to sleep. So we love that. I also will keep the canned sweetened condensed coconut milk on hand. And this is mainly for yogurt. My kids, like I've said, they can't do conventional dairy. They can tolerate A2, but you're not going to find a sweetened condensed milk in an A2 milk. So for me, it's just easier to use the canned coconut milk. And or yes, the canned sweetened condensed coconut milk. And I will just add a can of that into, if I'm making our own yogurt, and use that as a way to sweeten the yogurt. Okay, so I feel like I've been blazing through this. I hope I'm doing it quickly and being mindful of your time. Okay, next thing would be canned beans. We keep a variety of canned beans. Again, this is for like different salads, like a three bean salad or something like that. We also will use them. There's like a salsa recipe, like a vegetable salsa recipe that we will make. So we keep all kinds of beans on hand. I will also keep canned vegetables. So like canned corn, canned green beans. I do typically try to can myself most of our green beans, but I still like to keep some there as a backup. And I also keep frozen corn as well, just because we prefer the frozen corn. But I do like to keep the canned in the pantry just in case we need it, in case we run out of the frozen stuff and I didn't pick up any at the store or anything like that. We also keep canned tomato sauce and canned tomato paste. Again, one of my gardening goals this year, because last year I got some tomatoes and I actually made our own sauce and it was really, really good. So one of my goals this year is to actually, I don't usually grow a lot of tomato plants, but I'm going to try growing some to do our own tomato sauce because we don't use it that much. I'm wondering if I can actually get by with getting enough for us to use it for the most part, growing from our own garden, but I don't know. We'll see. So anyways, I do typically keep some bought from the store canned tomato sauce and tomato paste for various recipes. I also like to keep taco shells and tortilla chips on hand for like a quick taco or nacho meal. Again, if I'm avoiding grains, I won't eat those things. Siete does have some grain-free like tortilla shells and also chips. I have not tried the tortilla shells, but I have tried the chips. They are good. They just are made with cassava flour, which I try to avoid just because it's pretty high carb. But if that's something you're looking for, there is that option out there for you as well. So typically I just have my, if we're doing taco salad, I just have mine over a salad and add in like some fresh cilantro and some avocado and some stuff to make it really just extra yummy since I'm not going to have the chips. I also like to keep the Simple Mills crackers on hand. This is, again, a grain-free option for myself. They are made with almond flour, so I have some kids who can't eat them, but I do have other children who can have them, so mainly for myself and a couple of other kids that might want to eat them. Z-bars are another thing we keep in our pantry. I have children who love Z-bars. It is a good, quick snack for me to throw in their backpacks for the times whenever we go to therapy. We go to therapy a couple times a week, and I always pack their bag with some snacks in case they get hungry while they are there. So I love keeping Z-bars here on hand just as a good snack to throw in their bags. And I also do the same. My kids love the applesauce pouches. I will keep those on hand for them to throw into their bag for a snack as well during therapy time. We keep a variety of nuts, so pecans, almonds, cashews, walnuts. Again, some of my kids can't eat some of these things. Some of them can. Some of them are for me. We also keep seeds like pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds, and we'll use these for like salads and trail mixes. My husband actually smoked some. I think it was pecans. Maybe it was walnuts. Anyways, he smoked them and they were delicious. So I'm really actually hoping that I can convince him to smoke some more nuts for us because they were a really good snack. And for me, because I am trying to increase my protein every day, but also I'm very limited in what I can eat, having those smoked nuts as a quick snack was really, really nice. And that's something that I have really enjoyed. We also keep gluten-free pasta. We don't actually eat a lot of pasta as a family, but I do try to always keep some on hand just because it is a nice quick meal if you need something and you're not really sure what to cook. It's something you can get done quickly. My favorite gluten-free pasta would actually be like the chickpea pasta. I believe Bonza. That might be wrong. I think that's the brand. I will also keep like the rice pasta on hand. I don't typically eat that myself because of avoiding grains, but I do like having it, and I like it because they have a different variety of noodles. Like, I know you can get lasagna noodles in it. You can also get penne, spaghetti noodles. There's just a good variety. And I do think that the pasta itself tastes nice. I can't talk. But it's just something that I don't eat personally. And I do like the chickpea pasta a little bit better because it does have a much higher quality or quantity of protein in it, which is really nice just in general for the family for feeling full and satiated. So I do tend to lean more towards using the chickpea pasta. The other thing that I will keep in our pantry is a variety of potatoes. I will keep frozen potatoes so I can make like a breakfast hash or something like that. My kids do like french fries, so I'll keep those in the freezer as well. But typically I have two baskets in my pantry. One basket is for Yukon Gold potatoes and the other basket is for an assortment of sweet potatoes. I personally love purple sweet potatoes. They are my absolute favorite, but I will also get like white sweet potatoes, sometimes just your traditional sweet potato, although I don't enjoy those as much. And then we use the Yukon Gold potatoes for a variety of things like mashed potatoes if we're going to have those or roasting them. I just like to, what I'll end up doing is I get a large quantity of potatoes at the beginning of the month. I store them in those baskets and then I just work through them throughout the month. And it does kind of help because if I can tell that they're getting to the point that they need to be used up, then I just plan to make a meal out of my list of something that will use up those potatoes. And then that's kind of how I work through them throughout the month without wasting anything. The last thing that I keep in my pantry is actually mason jars and lids for canning. I also store a lot of my food in mason jars. I will wash like fruits and vegetables and stuff and store those in the refrigerator in mason jars. I just have a lot of use for mason jars. So we have an entire cabinet or like a entire shelf in one of our cabinets that stores our mason jars, and that works really well. Okay, I feel like I got through that. Oh, it was under 20 minutes. So for as long as the list was, I felt like that was pretty good. I hope this has been helpful for you. I would actually love for you to come join us over in our free Facebook community and share with us what it is that you keep in your pantry. What is a must-have staple that you keep in your pantry? I am always looking for new things to add to my pantry. I am actually guilty of watching like Costco or Sam's Club grocery shopping hauls on YouTube because it gives me ideas of new things to try, especially like gluten-free hauls or something like that. So I would love to hear from you if you have something that you absolutely love keeping in your pantry or that your kids love. It may give me some new ideas, and I'm sure the people over in our free Facebook community would love the ideas as well. So come over there. I'll have a post about this podcast episode there, and you can share with us there what it is that you keep in your pantry at all times. You can find us at bit.ly/motherhoodcommunity. I hope I see you there, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who is wanting to live more holistically without the overwhelm? Also, don't forget to head over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. It blesses and encourages me to know that this show is helping you. All right, friends, it's time for me to go work in the garden and make some homemade bone broth. I will see you back next week.